Welcome to Minisode Monday. I'm happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick, something actionable. You can implement it right away. It'll make you more magnetic, and it'll make you more effective. Now, last week, I was getting a massage, right? I had crazy knots, I had some tender sore spots, and early on in the massage, she asked if I slept in a weird position or sat on an uncomfortable chair or something like that, and as it turns out, an old shoulder injury was causing me to overcompensate on one side, and that affected my muscles on both sides, which then affected even the placement of my bones. Now, if you're a chiropractor or you do massage, this is no news, but for me, I was kind of like, oh my God, I never thought about how all those things interplay. And you might think this makes perfect sense, but this injury, the shoulder injury, it happened in high school, and you know, I hate admitting this, but that was more than two decades ago. So that got me thinking, what other ancient events have made some sort of lasting effect on my body or on my mind? In what ways have I, or have any of us, have been injured emotionally, causing us to act differently? Maybe we end up insecure about something or not confident about something else, super sensitive to something, all because of some seemingly unrelated event from a decade or more in the past. Now, this week, think about your sore spots, both physically and especially emotionally. What are they, and when do they show up? What triggers those sore spots? What and where have you been rearranging your whole life just to accommodate those injuries? And once you spot those sore spots, start digging. See if you can find the root cause. Because once you do, you'll really be able to start the healing process and take care of them once and for all. Now, I'd love to hear from you personally about your sore spots and what you're doing to overcome them. Feel free to reach out to me, jordan@theartofcharm.com. I'll look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, stay charming. And oh yeah, don't forget about the Art of Charm Challenge. We'll help you connect better with others, create more productive personal and business relationships, and we give you step-by-step instructions that'll help you move forward, help you examine some of those sore spots and move forward from there. So text CHARMED to 33444 in the States, or go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and get rocking. We'll see you. We have a Facebook group with 1,500 plus members doing this, and it's really, really amazing to see. And we're in there, of course, helping everybody out. Here's producer Jason with this week's coming attractions.
Thank you, Jordan. On Tuesday, we're talking to author and podcaster Srini Rao about creativity and the power of long-term commitment. Then on Thursday, we sit down with author and behavior scientist John Levy. We discuss filtering the right people into your circle and how to cut ties with the wrong people, as well as creating a life of adventure. And as always, Fan Mail Friday, where we answer your questions and drop some knowledge. You can get more from AOC at theartofcharm.com. For information on our live residential boot camps that we run every single week in Los Angeles, head over to bootcamp.theartofcharm.com. If you want to really dig into this stuff and work on your skills with us as your coaches, there's no better place to start. That's bootcamp.theartofcharm.com.